Good morning, friends and family of Alamo United Methodist Church. And that is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. We got it figured out, haven't we? Just come here and somebody will take over. And for those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 here in San Antonio, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us at 10:30 any Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture for this morning is from Psalm 16, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And this reading is entitled, The Hope of the Faithful and the Messiah's Victory, written by David. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines you have fallen to me in pleasant places, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For, Lord, you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Before we go, I just want to say this. Prayer is our greatest privilege. It's our greatest opportunity to let our feelings, our wishes be known to the great high priest, Jesus Christ, our Savior. I don't want you to ever be afraid of praying. Don't ever think that you can pray too much, because the Bible teaches us to pray continuously, always. Lift up your voice to the Lord. And if I've said this before, he's wanting to hear from us more than we are willing to let him hear from us. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. We give thanks to you, O Lord. And we know, Lord, that through your word you say that you desire worship to be spirit and of truth. And we ask that this would be done today, Lord, that you remove all demons, anything that stands in the way of our worship and by giving our honor and praise to you. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it be done away with. Bless each one gathered here today, Lord. Bless each family that's represented today. And help us, O Lord, to be ever mindful that no matter what we have to go through, no matter what issues befall us, you're always there with us. And this we just want to say this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. Wait, you got to go ahead, Tom. You can pass the piece.
We're going to fight to see who gets to the mic first.
I know. Thank you.
But as the pastor said, it is always a joy and an honor to be here to worship our Lord. I do encourage you to take your bulletin with you. There we have our prayer concerns and lift up the people that are listed here throughout the week. For when we lift our voices together, it makes a more pleasing sound to God. Our calendar of the week is on the back page. And tomorrow, please don't call because it's Labor Day. Enjoy your holiday. But do look at the calendar and find throughout the week ways that you can get involved, either in Bible study. We have several opportunities there. The Women's Bible Study on Tuesday and the Oasis group on Wednesday. And also, we do invite everyone to come to our Romeo's and Juliet's breakfast, their fellowship breakfast at Sophia's, Saturday morning at 9:30. We would love to have you there. Do not forget about the opportunities on Sunday, our Christianity 101 class. And the adult class, as well as the kids' club, prior to worship service. On that, for birthdays, we've got Doug Miller today. We've got James Whitney on the 4th. And Ken Austin, and I think I see Ken somehow. He is on the 5th, so please make sure you wish all these folks a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Of course. Are there other announcements?
Let me, before we have the announcement, would you please stand, please? Stand with me. There you go. Shake the cobwebs out, so to speak. And that'll give you a chance to look around and say good morning and hello to each other. Amen. Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that
you can go ahead and do the call for
this heart adore.
Yeah, we did.
Go
ahead and do the call
with you.
Get the call to worship. All right.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious.
Good deal. Good.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. All together.
Can we find our way back to our seats, please? Amen. If you would. find your way back to your seats. Now that you're in your seats, could you please remain standing for the call to worship?
Oh, yeah.
Would you please remain standing for the call to worship?
You know, I was thinking about starting a church on sunrise. That way I could really confuse people about when sunrise service is. Okay, anyway, so a call to worship. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to the many faithful witnesses.
We believe Jesus is the Christ,
the anointed one of God,
the firstborn of all creation,
the firstborn from the dead,
in whom all things hold together,
in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit.
Christ is the head of the body, the church,
and by the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God.
Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning again, everyone.
Good morning.
You thought you were through with me, huh? But I've been sitting behind.
Dance.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth.
Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dancing,
and I'll leave you all wherever you may be. I danced for the smile
in the deep sea, but they would not dance, and they would not know me.
I danced for the fishermen, but they came to me, and the dance went on.
Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dancing,
and I'll leave you all
wherever you may be, and I'll leave.
Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Heavenly Father, thank you for showing me how to act, feel, pray, give, serve, and love through the example of your Son, Jesus. Help me to follow his holy example and overcome evil with good. Help me to turn the other cheek on the evil that is done to me and to others. Give me the courage and knowledge to be a role model of your love and your word in all that I do. Excuse me. I ask this through your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we give our tithes and our offerings, I ask, Lord, that you open our spirits so that we can give generously. Give us the ability to look at the needs of others so that all we do may be for your glory. For you have always looked for those that needed a helping hand, help us to provide what is needed for those that are around us. Use our tithes and offerings to further your kingdom here on earth. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Again.
Good morning.
Our reading today is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 21, a living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Humble service in the body of Christ. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We all have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is in serving, then serve. If it is in teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is in giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love in action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated.
And turn the tide and calm the angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds a time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint and sinner call and always find him there. Though it makes him sad to see the beyond the bend. He can watch us dream and turn the dreams to gold. He knows every lie that you and I have told. Oh, it makes him sad to see the
church, let us pray. Dear Father, all-worthy God, I present my body to you, O Lord, as a living sacrifice. May it be holy and pleasing to you. Let this be my spiritual act of worship, not done at set times of remembrance, but constantly, moment by moment, day by day, night by night. Let me not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, which is doomed to pass away. Instead, let me be transformed by the renewing of my mind so that I may be able to test and approve what your holy will for me is, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. By the authority of Jesus and in his name, I ask for your growth in grace. Amen.
Amen.
Let us take time to prepare our hearts for worship. Breathe deeply. Let the calmness of God pass over you. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come seeking. We come eager for your word. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen Pastor Ted and let him deliver the message that your Spirit has given for each of us. And further, Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit so that we may drink in the word that you have for us. And let your message burn within us so that when we leave this place, others may see your glory through us. And let us give your word of salvation to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Tessie, good morning, kids. You want to come up here and sit with me this morning? Can you do that? And Lee, you can come up here too. How are you doing today, okay? Why don't you sit right here? Are you in school yet? Well, I wanted to tell you a story today. Because, you know, as you go back to school, sometimes you meet new people and you make new friends and you say hello to the old. So I want to tell you a story, though. Hi, kids. I wanted to tell you a story this morning about some ducks. Where I live, we have a big pond. And in this pond, there was two ducks. One was dark brown and one was dark green. And one day, there was a man who came by and he told us that he had a white duck. And the white duck was kind of lonely. So he wanted to know, could his duck come and live in the same pond with our ducks? What do you think we said?
Yes.
Well, the duck, he put his white duck in the pond and the duck swam out to meet the other ducks. But a very sad thing happened. The two dark ducks decided that they didn't like the newcomer. And they pecked him and they made quacks to him. And the white duck, he had beautiful feathers coming out of his head, little red feathers. But he had to swim behind the other ducks. But he wanted to belong. He wanted to be their friend too. And when they got to eat, he had to wait until they were all done. He couldn't go and eat with them. But the two ducks would not let him become their friend. And then one day, the brown duck hurt his orange foot. And he was unable to swim very good. And he couldn't get out of the water and go eat. So the white duck went over to him and he showed him. He said, well, he didn't say anything, but he showed him how to lean against him so that they could get up on the shore. And the white duck caught on, and pretty soon he was out of the water and he could eat. And the two ducks began eating while the white duck stayed in the water and waited for his turn. And he was sad. And then suddenly, the duck who was hurt gave a loud quack, quack. And the white duck, he knew that that meant he could come and join them. So he went up on the shore where the food was, and it was like he said, thank you for welcoming me. Now the three ducks swim together every day, and they eat together. Do you guys have a friend or maybe somebody who's new at your school or somebody in your neighborhood who might be new and doesn't have a lot of friends and he kind of gets left out? You ever notice that? Well, there's an old song, and I would like you to sing it with me. Okay. I know you know this song. Jesus loves the little children. Black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. You see, in God's eyes, we're all precious. And Jesus gave us a commandment. And he said, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. So if you see someone, maybe at school or maybe at the park, who's being left out, would you be willing to be a friend to that boy or girl? Maybe tomorrow? Well, let's pray together about that. I'm going to say the words and then you guys repeat them, okay? Dear God, please show me how to be a friend to someone who needs a special friend.
Amen.
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 Thank you. You guys have a blessed week, okay?
Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Janie. Thank you so much. You know, just listening to that story, that just made me kind of go back to my days when we used to sing that song all the time. And I want you to do this for me this morning. I know we're all grown folks, but Gayla, could you play that? Oh, sorry. Could you play that? And would you please just, would you sing that song with me? Just all of us together. And I know we all know that song, all right? Amen.
Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world.
Amen. Amen. He indeed loves all the children of the world. In fact, He loves all the people of the world. He loved them so much that He sent His only Son to die on the cross. Amen? And that is for all of us. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You're supposed to repeat that after me. I said that three times, right? Amen. They say, boy, the pastor, he's full of it this morning, huh? Yeah. Our title this morning is Your All on the Altar of Sacrifice. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice? And our story or our sermon this morning comes from Romans 12, where the Apostle Paul is giving some very, very important instructions on how to live within the body of Christ and how to live with each other. Now, as we look at this, we want you to know that if you've had a chance to study the book of Romans, you'll find out that it begins by talking about a lot of doctrine, a lot of things about salvation, and it begins by telling us how we ought to live. But the question I want to ask you this morning, it also talks about how merciful God is, how wonderful He's been to you, how wonderful He's been to me, and how He was so wonderful to the Christians back then. And the question is, how should we respond to the incredible mercy God has shown us? And that's where Romans 12 comes in. It's going to show us how we ought to respond. Now, first of all, I got to say this. What God has done for us, He's forgave our sins. He's included us in His family. You can't pay Him back. There's nothing you can do to pay the Lord back, to pay Christ back. You know why you can't pay it back? Because it is a gift. A gift. He gave it to us. But there is something that we can do. And the only response that we should have to this mercy and grace, excuse me, is our worship. Our worship to the Lord is extremely important. And by worship, Paul, he doesn't mean, you know, we sing a couple of songs on Sunday and we pray and then we go home and then we forget all about what was preached and what was said. That's not the type of worship he's talking about here. The worship he's talking about is presenting our bodies, our lives, presenting them to God, you know, as a holy and acceptable sacrifice. You see, the difference between the animal sacrifices that they had back in the in ancient Israel those days, they were dead sacrifices. The animals were dead. But the sacrifice that Paul is talking about is a live sacrifice, that we may give our all to the Lord. You see, he talks about our responsible or our reasonable worship in presenting our bodies, everything we have, to the Lord. And what this is going to require, is a process. And that process is called transformation. You see, and Paul talks about that. He says, and do not but be, he said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We've got to be transformed. And what that means is we've got to break free from the world that way, that me first, that human way that the world prefers, to God's way. We must have our minds renewed. We got to have a new mind, a new attitude. And the only way we can get to that point is through Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to learn to look at the world through God's eyes, through the eyes of grace, and then we can begin to understand what he wants instead of focusing on what we want. So now, the first investment of this sacrifice life that God has asked us to do is to serve each other in the church. Oh, that is so very important. That is just crucial to Christian growth. It's crucial and needed to please a kind and loving God. It's how that we serve each other in the body of Christ. And if you read those verses, you'll find out that he has equipped each one of you with spiritual gifts, so that you might be able to edify and build each other up. In the body of Christ, folks, if there is suffering, we all suffer. If there is joy, we should all joy together. That's what the Lord wants us to do. And he has given us these gifts so that we might be able to do this. Now, the Bible says in these scriptures, some he gave teachers, gave some to be prophets, some to be encouragers, some to be givers. I would submit to you that he gives each one of us, you know, none of us is more important than the other. We're all important. We're all precious in God's sight. So he's given us these gifts so that we might build each other up, you know. So, and the rest of these scriptures, he talks about where it says love in action, verses, I believe it's verses 9 through 21. He says, he paints a picture of a living sacrifice lifestyle. And this comes with a long list of commands, long list of things to do. And one of the first things he talks about is this. In verse 9, he says, love must be sincere. Oh, I tell you, folks, nothing can be worse in the body of Christ than fake love. Amen? Fake love just won't cut it. It won't do it. The Lord wants real love between all of us. Real love, not fake love. He says it's got to be genuine. It's got to be sincere. And then he goes on to say, hate what is evil. Hate what's evil. But cling to that which is good. So we must learn to do this. He said, as God does, he says, we must learn to hate what's evil and to hold on tight to what's good. And we should love each other with the loyalty of affectionate siblings. Now, I think about that particular statement because, you know, when I was growing up, I had two sisters, two twin sisters. And I tell you, we fought all the time about something. It was always something. I was in charge and I wanted to push my way around. But I love my dear sisters. I love them very much.
And if anything would affect them, I would make sure that I would be there to help them. And Paul is telling the Romans that we ought to have that kind of love with one another. We ought to put them above ourselves. You see, we ought to outdo one another in honor by giving honor to one another. So, but I got to tell you, this life of sacrifice is going to involve our mind, our will, and our emotions. And we have got to continually acknowledge that our hope, our future, and eternity is with God. And we've got to know that it's worth celebrating. I believe that Paul says it this way in verse 11. He says, never be lacking in zeal. I wonder this morning, what's your zeal this morning? Is your zeal for the Lord? Is your zeal for loving each other? Do you have a passion for those that may be worse off than you are? Do you have a love for your neighbor, love for your family, love these things? He says, never be lacking in that zeal. He says, but keep your spiritual fervor. Always, always keep that spiritual fervor going. Well, I don't feel that way today, Pastor. Then I would submit to you to pray. To pray, read your Bible. And that will help you to keep that going. I'm finding out more and more. The more that I read my word, read God's word, the closer. And the more, the closer I get to God, and the further the world is behind me. We just have to make up our mind that we're going to follow the Lord, and we're going to read his word, and then we're going to spend some time in prayer. Prayer is so important. I think the reason why some of us are our lives are kind of topsy-turvy or whatever, because we don't pray enough, or we don't pray at all. And prayer is definitely needed. It is needed by all of us. And I got to tell you this. The suffering in this life is going to be real, but we know it is only temporary. We've got to be patient as well. We've got to be patient. And he tells us that we also have got to pray continually to the Father, and he will hear and respond to us through the Holy Spirit. Now, living this sacrifice life doesn't mean that you're going to have it all easy. There'll be times when you may be persecuted. You're going to have enemies in this life if you don't already know that. Everybody's not going to like you. There's going to be some that's going to throw eggs at you no matter what you do. But you must keep going. You have to keep serving Christ. He says we have enemies in this life, people who might want to harm us for whatever reason. But Christ follows us to follow his example and to refuse to curse them, but to repay their evil or to take revenge. He says we will need to overcome evil with good. As I close this morning, I want to tell you this, and I want to read these verses. Do not repay anyone, this is verse 17, evil for evil. If somebody does you wrong, as Christians, we're not supposed to get back at them. And I know that goes against all, that doesn't conform to the world's way, but we're told that we're not supposed to conform to that. We ought to have our minds renewed. He says, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. You and I both know that that can be very difficult to do. I would submit to you that if you're trying to please somebody, make sure that you please Christ first. Amen? You please him. Sometimes it's hard to please me because I'm different. I may not feel that way today. It says in verse 18, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. It's hard to live at peace with everybody. Sometimes it just can't be done. Folks just don't like you. They don't want to be around you or whatever. But you ought to try as much as you can to be at peace with everyone. And verse 19 says, do not take revenge, my dear friends. Don't take revenge on folks. But leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. But he says, do this. If your enemy is hungry, you feed him. If he's thirsty, you give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals upon his head. And then, verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice this morning? Have you given your all to the Lord? Or are you still holding back on some things because, well, I just want to see how this Christian thing goes. I'm not quite sure. But here the Lord is challenging us. The Apostle Paul is writing to this church in Rome and also to Alamo United Methodist Church here that we ought to make our bodies, our lives, a living sacrifice, which is that holy, reasonable service. And the reason why we do this, folks, is because God has been so good to us. Because he is merciful to us, we ought to do these things to him. So I want to challenge you, to encourage you today, that starting even right now, lay what you haven't given to the Lord. Lay it on the altar. Don't go back to it. Let him take it away from you. And don't think that you can hide it in your little secret places in your heart. You know, we all got these little secret places that we don't tell anybody about, not even the Lord. But I got to tell you, friend, he already knows about that secret place. And he's waiting on you to say, yes, Lord, I've been trying to do this by myself for years. I can't do it. I want to lay my all on the sacrifice, on the altar of sacrifice. And when you do this, my friend, you will get release from all the burden and all the guilt that you may be carrying around. And I can't help but always tell you this at the close of my sermon. Jesus says in Matthew 6, he says, but seek ye first, the first thing, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he hold you close and enable you to walk ever close to him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, I want you to think about those verses, that scripture, what Paul talked about. He talked about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice. I wonder this morning, how is it with you and Jesus? How is it with you and him? Are you walking close to him? Or are you just kind of walking along, just kind of not really half-heartedly doing it? I want to challenge you this morning. I want to challenge you to start off on a new leaf, even right now. And what better time to do it than at communion, as we feast at the Lord's table this morning. Give your all to the Lord. Lay it all at his feet. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Would you please stand for our hymn of invitation?
Come sinners to
Oh,
You may be seated. Remember this. Jesus says that you're very precious to him. Very, very precious to him. I want you to remember that when you leave here, that whatever you go through, Jesus says, I'll be right there with you. God bless you this morning. Our communion liturgy is located on page 12 in your United Methodist hymnals. The invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. The Great Thanksgiving on page 13.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. And do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is alive. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. And through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Communion stewards, would you please come forward? Now, if you're in the back, the very back row only, would you please come forward? Both sides of the altar is open. Back row only. Back, I think we have enough room for you can come on up. Okay. Refrain from taking it, and we're going to all take it together. We're going to all drink and take it together, okay? Amen. 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 This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you, for the remission of your sin and the world's sin. Take and drink. Amen. God bless you. You've been obedient to the Lord. You may now go back to your seat. Amen. We've got some room at this rail here. Amen. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. This is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sins. Take and drink. Amen. Amen. You have obeyed the Lord. God bless you, and you now may go back to your seats. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you for the remission of sin. Take and drink. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You've obeyed the Lord. You may now go back to your seats. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Don't forget to let your light shine.
Let's continue to keep our homebound members in our and their any family in our thoughts and prayers. You know, continue praying for healing for our country, for the world. Give thanks and praise to our first responders, our military, and give thanks whenever you're out and try to spread God's word and just say thank you and please and God bless. And I had that yesterday several times. People said God bless to me, so people are doing it, so just spread his word. Continued healing and prayers for Doug and Karen. And Doug, because of his birthday tomorrow, they're going to be out front with some cookies. So go out and say hello to Karen and Doug. He's doing well right now, so praise be and happy birthday, Doug. Continue prayers for his father,
praise
Glenn, and for the caregiver. And lift up in prayer for both Eileen's, Eileen Fader, Eileen Kincaid. Lord, hear our prayers. And we have a prayer request. Please pray for, Lance is with some of his medication. So pray for Lance and for Sonny. Give the family strength and ask God to touch his doctor so they can get him the right medications. Lord, hear our prayers. Sonny is also asking if anyone, she has two kittens to give away. So if anybody would like a kitten, talk to Sonny after service. Thanks be to God for them. They're God's creatures also. So. Sandra Boykins is asking prayers for improved health for her son, Darren. You know, Lord, hear our prayers. Pray for Jerry, Amy, and Reuben. Reuben has COVID. Lord, hear our prayers. Bob's still feeling dizzy. Mike, brother-in-law, has bronchitis. Lord, hear our prayers. And Gwen has a celebration. Ryan's grandson will be 28 on the 25th. So happy early birthday, Gwen, for you and Bob's grandson. We have another ask for prayers, a prayer for Lance. So please pray for Lance. Lord, hear our prayers. And James Murphy needs all the prayers that you can give. So, Lord, hear our prayers and continue praying for anyone else that was not listed. Pray for our church, for God's guidance to go out and lead us to do his work. And enjoy this Labor Day weekend, and God be with all of y'all. God be let you guide him, and be safe and enjoy.
And continuing the message that Ted brought us earlier, it is so important that we take his message, be his couriers to pass it on to other people. It is so beautiful. Let it not stop here, but keep it going. And be with each of us this day and forever. And now the scripture we selected for our closing is extracted from Psalm 31. As printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. The Lord is a fortress in adversity. Psalm written by David. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which others have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember all of those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe. Let us join together again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you please stand for our closing hymn, This Little Light of Mine.